Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment to the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet.